to speak today. Topic is about the performance of labs at the commercial level. So we were trying to check if there could be mutual improvement by having an accreditation and being part of this CSITC round test. So we will define what are these two things before going to objectives and seeing somehow we made the experiments and got the results before going to results and conclusions. An accreditation is a set of procedures that is approved by a third party, and there are two main parts of it. So one is according to management stuff, procedures, how to organize the documentation, how to organize the purchase, and so on, and that lets you make the system working. But the most important for us in commercial testing is the technical part of it. It's personal, accommodation, environmental conditions, which are very important on testing, mainly for strength measurement, and everything according to calibration, testing methods, and sample management and practices. So everything according to measurement itself. So now the CSITC is an acronym which has at least three meanings. At first, it is a task force which was initiated by the International Cotton Advisory Committee back in 2003. And the main goal of that group is to issue technical recommendations to ease and to get best results for commercial trading, commercial classification activities. It also serves as the project name, which was initiated in 2007 to 2012. And it has five main components. When it was in worldwide components, setting the rules, preparing guidelines, helping labs to go into the system of testing, and proposing the round test. And also African components, but we already spoke that in other conferences. And finally, the CSITC round test, which was part of the worldwide components, I already said, and it was created in 2007. And in fact, it is the one tool to measure the performance of testing labs according to six parameters, which have been defined by the task force, which are micronair, apart mean, uniformity index, strength, color RD, and color plus B. So how does it work? So it is this round test organized by the ICAC, thanks to Fraser Institute in Bremen and USDA, thanks to Jimmy. He's a very intense testing. So it's a four round test per year. And for each round test, there are four cottons which serve the purpose of measuring the performance of labs that are tested 5 days, each time for six tests. So that makes it between 120 and 150 tests for each laboratory for each round test. So thanks to that, we have that grid that helps evaluating the performance of lab. So we find the five cottons, which are here, has been tested for micronair, strength, length, uniformity, color RD, and color plus B. And these are the reference values, which is given by the average of all participating labs. And then you compare this data to the actual lab data. And then you make a difference out of it, and you make it a relative distance between these two information. And from there, we can calculate, thanks to a scale factor, what we call some kind of evaluation for that purpose here in this micronair, for 047 for strength and so on. And then we average out all this information and give what we call the global evaluation results. And we'll only speak about that number now. Over the time, since 2007 test 1 to 2013 test 3, we have seen that the global evaluation has been first moving up as we get new labs coming into the test. And then it has been decreasing along the time, meaning the difference to the mean of each lab has been decreasing, meaning that the performance of labs is better and better every day. So, and it has been down to 0.45, which is excellent note. Just for as a piece of information, like 80 to 90% of the labs are below 1, in terms of on this note. So the objective of this paper is that what I said earlier. So do they have commutative advantage to be ISO and CSITC run test participant? And we will answer through three questions. So the first one is ask. Sorry, I was almost speaking French now. So are instruments with ISO getting better evaluation in run test? And second question will be the labs which are under ISO 17025, do they get better improvement, better performance? And then question three, are the problems solved faster when under ISO system? So the data set has come from Axel Drilling, which is the co-author of this paper. And only 2 persons on Earth know the detailed information on that test. Only Jimmy Knowlton and Axel Drilling. And as I wanted to be perfectly independent of that, Axel Drilling encoded all the data so that I got only instrument numbers with the data set. So it's truly, truly encoded. I don't know anything else. So maybe there are some several instruments in some labs, but I don't know it. So I cannot know if there are some correlation between the data. 330 instruments then have been participating at least to one run test during this period from 2011 to 2013. We got almost 1,500 records. And this is containing the global evaluation results and the answers on the questionnaire, which is has to be filled when submitting the results. There are 2 parts of them. One is telling about the accreditation certification system in which the lab is participating. And at the same time, maybe they cannot participate to ISO, but they already have some quality assurance system anyway. So, and with that, we were comparing the labs, the instruments, with or without ISO system. So the answer to question one, are instruments under ISO 17025 getting better evaluation results than others? So here we have the distribution of those. So what we see is that when there's no accreditation, we have a range of data going from 0 to 8, which is 8 is very awful. I mean, compared to with yes, it's going from 0 to 5. But so we're going deeper in the details. So we have the table. And for avoiding outside data, we just based our information on median evaluation. So what you see is that there is almost no difference in median with or without accreditation. And there is no significant difference in mean based on 1,200 data point and 200 on the other one. So at this point, ISO doesn't bring much. So just as a parenthesis, we will go deeper in the detail and look if a quality assurance system with or without ISO could help in getting better results. So here now, all the labs who ticks, yes, I have a quality assurance system. Maybe it's retest only, maybe it's participating to run test only, maybe it's following guidelines or standards or any type of information. We got 815 records on no and 614 results with yes. And the distribution is still the same because this is the same data. But what we see is that there is a different, significant difference in average, in mean evaluation between with and no ISO system. So that means that the any quality assurance system brings better results in run tests and performance of the lab. So this is a part of the answer. Turning back to ISO system, only 13 instruments on this period moved from no accreditation to yes, they got an accreditation on the way. So what we see here, that this is in blue, there are performance with no accreditation, and then it is followed by a period where they get the accreditation and are under the yes. So what we see, it's perfectly random stuff, because you have three labs which are flat, no change during the time, you have five labs getting better evaluation results a long time, and exactly five labs having worse results under accreditation. So again, we cannot draw any conclusion on that. But you should remind that before getting into accreditation, there is several years of work before that. So maybe the situation is that it is difficult to achieve better evaluation results under CSITC round test because this is very intense testing and you have to be consistent in your good practices. This is unreadable, I know. So do we solve the problem faster when we get a bad evaluation? So here we have 1,200 records without ISO accreditation. What we see is that some labs are getting better a long time, some labs are getting worse a long time, and what we see is that many labs are staying between one at the beginning and one at the end. So it seems that it's not improving a long time, even though we see that in average it has been improving. And then for the labs which are under ISO system, we say that again some labs are performing better, some labs are performing worse. But what we see is that the grouping of those labs at the start of the test were not that good. It was from 0.3 to 1.5. And then at the end of the test, last test we were recording, is more group of around 0.5. So as a conclusion, we could say that ISO 17025 is not alone bringing improvement in results, but it's a key point as any other quality assurance system to bring better performance in the round test. And under these quality assurance system, we have the ISO for full, or only the technical part of the ISO could bring better performance. It could be ISO 9001, could be recognition by third party in some countries, or intense national quality programs, or following the CSITC guidelines, which have been produced in the last year. So at this point, we are on perspective. Is a more detailed analysis, criteria per criteria. We have to improve this CSITC round test questionnaire because it's not enough to ask, do you have a certification? Yes, but if you don't have the number of the certification, you are not sure that it is a true certification. So we have to improve that step first. We have to learn about the way labs learn about their performance in the round test. And so we have to check the same type of study from time to time. Thank you very much for your attention.